Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Well, hello and welcome and greetings. Good evening and happy Wednesday. It's not just happy Wednesday, it's also happy August. It is my first broadcast going into August. Thank you, everyone, for all the lovely greetings. I had some wonderful time off to celebrate my birthday and roar to all my Leo brothers and sisters out there. It is our time to shine amongst the stars, and I am ready to get back to it here with my show. So, thank you so much for dialing in. I am Angel, and I am the belly dancing medium. I am here to help inspire and enlighten you to transform your life into a space of purpose, whatever that might be for you, however they may mean, however that might create, whatever it is that you need. My desire is to create for you a space where your life can be about your purpose, your meaning, and your desire. I call my show Tea Talk because I like to encourage you to sit down and relax while we engage together. I've got a lovely cup of passion tea, and I hope you all have your tea. So if you haven't, stop, pour yourself a cup of tea. If you need it iced because it's really hot where you live, put some ice in it. But I want you to relax. This is your time for you to enjoy and relax. Don't drink coffee. It's kind of late at night. I don't want you up until all hours. For some of you, it is kind of late. So before we get started, I want to let you know that today is a wonderful day because today is your day to create. Today is your date to manifest. Today is your date to gestate power and prosperity in your life. It is a wonderful day. It is a beautiful day because it is your day. I'm going to invite you to calm your mind, revive your body, and ignite your soul. I ask that all the beings that are here to support and protect and guide us, surround us with their love and support, energize us with inspiration and creativity, and protect us from that which does not suit us and is not here to serve and engage us. Let go of all that you do not need, and let go of all that does not serve you, and let us begin our first step into the rest of this glorious life that you are going to create for yourself. So, I am happy to do readings. There's a lot of people on hold. I am here. I got all my tools in front of me, and I'm going to be doing readings. I just want to give out some information for you. If you would like to call in, the number for calling in is, where's that phone number? 323-642-1207. You are welcome to call. I will do the best I can to answer what I can. Remember, I like to keep the calls 3 to 5 minutes. Ask a question. It is difficult to really sit down and give a really great reading on a general topic in this sort of environment. We are on the radio, and we want to make sure everyone gets an opportunity to get through. If you need more information, I will invite you to visit my website, which is bellydancingmedium.com. It is linked right there on the page where you will see the services that I have to offer. Join my mailing list by entering your information there, and you receive a copy of my free ebook, which is 8 Keys to Life Transformation. And if you need it, the support, please join my prayer list. I am happy to send you some positive energy there to transform and help me support what you've got going on in your life today. So those are all my first introductory pieces of information. We will let the show move on in whatever flavor, whatever direction the listeners wanted to go. So I'll start by taking a caller. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Tasha?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Where are you calling from, Tasha?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. I got lots of people from New Jersey. I'm going to have to come out to New Jersey because I get lots of folks calling in from New Jersey.
Come over.
What could I do for you this evening?
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what I need to do as far as like changing career and what direction you see me going in, because I don't think I can continue where I'm at.
Okay. That's great. So I'm hearing that you're looking for some guidance around what the next step is because you're done. You're kind of like, I'm done. Can't do this no more. I'm out of here. This is driving me crazy. That's where I'm at. And there's pause. And the thing about the pause that I'm getting for you is that you are not, it's not even about not making progress. It's about your whole life feels stagnant. In the space that you're in, like I get that everything is stopped. Like you're on a train, you're at the station, and it's just stopped. Everything, love, business, everything is just stopped. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't go anywhere. Yeah. What the hell is happening? All because this job is eating your soul. And so the first thing that I want you to hear is you're getting hooray. She gets that it's time to move on. Okay, so it is definitely time to move on. The challenging part is, okay, so now what do I do? Because it's the fear of what the next step is for you to do. So I'm getting two things for you. I'm getting that you do have the healing energy around you. You do have the hands and the soul of a healer. And if you had the ability and the courage, you could make something happen from that. But you also have the pragmatic background of someone who has a background in the education where like a job would be nice. Stepping into a healer process feels really scary because there's no guarantee of anything. It's not like you're going to go be an accountant. You're going to go be a healer and it may or may not turn out. So what you're being asked to do is you're being asked to step away. You have to step away from what you're doing now. You have to. Because it literally is killing you. You have to step away from what you're doing now. But you want to get something that pays the rent, and you don't have to get anything permanent. You want to get something that will ease your stress. You know, you can do a temporary gig. You can do contract gigs so that you can have the money going in, and then go explore the healing. You can start by going
like,
to a center. Go ahead.
Healing, like No, nothing like medical school or nothing like that. More so of
hands-on energy work, chanting, and the healing. This is not. I'm not getting this as a medical school thing. You could do that. I'm not saying don't do that because that could be a way that you could do it. There's a practical side in you that has to be satisfied and feel safe before you can move on and do what you need to do because it's a part of who you are. And if you could satisfy that piece of you by going and taking a class, getting certified, getting a degree in some sort of medical or medical support field, whether it's nursing or medical office management, that would help you slip faster into your role. But this is, you're a healer. So the only practical thing you could do, just the practical kind of real world, so to speak, non-woo-woo thing that you could do to satisfy that would be to be a doctor or some sort of practitioner, be it a chiropractor or like an herbalist. You would have to find some way to meld the tangible world and the healing world together to really see your purpose unfold on both sides of the table. Does that make sense?
Yes. I was thinking about going to medical school, but I couldn't see, like, for what I was thinking maybe, like, gynecology, but I wasn't sure because I'm real practical about that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if that was the right move, and I'm just – every month I contemplate on just giving up my apartment and just taking a leap because I think that's what's keeping me stagnant is just trying to figure out how you're going to pay the rent. And but I wasn't sure about medical school if I went into it, because I know science isn't my favorite thing to do.
Because that's not, you know, as a healer, when you have a healer's heart, you're a healer because you can heal, and it's there. You don't need to go to school to do that. But that side of you that needs that practical knowledge is like, we need to go to school and we need to study and we take some classes. We need to have a professor. There's a part of you that's important. So you can do that. I'm not seeing, you say, God, that's not resonating with me. This is more a full body, full spirit experience. So in terms of being a doctor, it feels more like a dealer, mm-hmm. a general practitioner, or more of a surgeon, somebody who's really going to make a difference in how the body overall feels. That's what it mm-hmm. feels like to me. But I don't see you cutting people open with the physical knife. It really, your hands are charged with this healing energy that you could study and pursue if that's what you wanted to do. But you could also be a nurse. You could be a nurse practitioner. You could be a midwife. You could be, there's so many things that you could do to channel mm-hmm. that you could do it at the same time as exploring this other element for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes so much sense. It's helping me so much. Now I'm just trying to see if I'm going to do nursing or just nursing.
Well, part of what you need to do, if you haven't done it already, you know, please go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com. You're going to see a link there, and it's my Soul Journey Transformation link, and I explain mm-hmm. what the Soul Journey Transformation is, which is the foundations of the work that I do. The systems that you'll work with, whether it's the chakra system or whether you need to tap into your Akashic records, there's things that you need to come to terms with around your purpose that will help you do that. The frustration that you're meeting, you know, we all have a time clock. We all have what we've been put here to do. We've all been put here to do it in a certain amount of time. We get in the physical process and we forget all that, but our spirit knows. And so what you're experiencing is it's time to move on to the next level. So you're getting frustrated, angry, all the things, because you know that you're supposed to be someplace else. So rather than making a rash decision that may not be the right decision, you want to make sure that you're tapping in to the sources of information and tapping into your sources of your energy to help you kind of calm that so that you get the right information. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That you're making the right choices.
Yes.
Fair enough?
Yes, that really resonates with me.
Good. I hope that helped. Please do
it
go
really
to my
did.
Website. Thank you. Join my mailing list. I would really love to hear from you. And if you need more, you know, I do this really great reading that I offer for the radio listeners. This is a $45 reading. I call it the Soul System Diagnostic. And it's a reading that really focuses on the one question that you have and digging deep and giving you not just some direction and some answers, but the tools so you can relieve what blocks or interrupts you might have from getting in that are stopping you. So, you know.
I'm happy.
What's that?
I'm highly interested. Should I give you an email or?
You can give me your. I don't need you to give me your email across the waves. We have a lot of listeners. I don't want you to start getting all kinds of emails from people because I do.
Uh-huh.
If you go to my website,
uh-huh.
or you can. It's linked right there, and you can either just go ahead and get information about it, or just go to the contact page.
Okay.
And list your information there, or you can email me, angelweithacker@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm doing
okay.
It.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty, thank you. God bless you. Have a fantastic evening.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. That was a perfect swim. It was so much fun. I love helping people really understand what their steps are that they need to take. Sometimes we can get blocked and get in our own way. And for me, what I have learned in my process of doing this, oh my God, for almost 30 years, I just turned blah, blah, blah years old. We won't talk about it. A couple of days ago, and I realized I've been doing this for over 30 years. And what I have learned in the evolution of my process and what they have come to call the soul journey transformation is that we are beings that are made up of so many elements to create this incredible physical process on the planet that is being human. And we have so much a part of what we are, a matrix of so many different things that have to pop off and shoot off and operate at optimal perfection so that we can operate every single day. And we're so focused on the physical aspects, what we eat, how we exercise, what we drink, how what the medicines are if we need them, how we treat ourselves, how we all that stuff, that we are often ignoring or not ministering to the spiritual process. And that spiritual process is just as important, if not more important, requires so much attention around the exercise and the nutrition and the recovery around just the spiritual centers, be they the chakras, be they the past, the present, and the future through your Akashic records, be they the connections and the cords and deposits you have with people and past relationships and present relationships, be they the guides and masters that you have around you, and then the very important essences of yourself that have to be into balance. All these things are the things that create who and what you are and what there is for you to do. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Miranda. I'm. You just sound so super, I don't know, pumped today, and I could feel your energy.
Oh, thank you.
Your intro was very inspiring. Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad I could inspire you. So I always ask where people are calling for because I love to hear how many people are calling from various different places. Where are you calling from, Miranda?
I'm calling from your neck of the woods, Angel. I'm in Northern California.
So. Northern Cal, yay! Yeah, so it's beautiful. It's a crazy day today, right? It was hot, muggy, and then it got beautiful. And so it's just a wonderful time to manifest because nature is blossoming and blooming, and nature is here to support us positively in every way. But what are you calling about, Miranda?
Oh, I hope you could help me out. So I am going to manifest a home. I know it's there. And I am just wondering if you pick up any details regarding the home. I'm not sure. I recently saw one home. I liked it, but there were a few things I didn't like about it. I don't know. So I don't know if my dream home is the one I saw or whether I'm supposed to wait for something else. Whatever you pick up.
Got you. So it's all about the home, and I know how challenging it is to get the dream home in this area because, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, you know it. Yes. Pricey.
Oh, boy, it's out of control.
It's out of control, indeed.
It's really, really out of control. So let me look at first what you have going on, and it's really interesting. What you're being – what I'm being given is they're showing me a trophy, and the trophy is congratulations because you're finally in a space – we have accepted that you're deserving of all this stuff. You've done a lot of work to get to this point.
Oh, God, yes.
One of the things you need to acknowledge is, oh, yes, you've run the race. Mm-hmm. You're at the end of the race. You have broke through the ribbon, and you're being awarded the gold medal. And so here's the thing. When the mm-hmm. spirit gives you a gold medal,
mm-hmm.
getting a gold medal is almost like magic. Whatever you're asking for when you're receiving the gold mm-hmm. medal, you are going to receive. So
awesome. You
asked for it, and it's coming. So the first thing, you accept your reward. In your process of gratitude, make sure you're grateful for the fact that you're getting this award.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it's important mm-hmm. to acknowledge that. So, yeah, you're going to manifest a home. This is not even – I mean, it's the easiest question in the history of mediumship. Yes, you're going to manifest a home. Yes, you're going to manifest a home. So now it's just a matter of when and which home. So time is always – time is always tough because, you know, we do things. You could wake up tomorrow and turn left and everything is different now. So time is always difficult. So please bear that in mind as we go through this mm-hmm. process. But I looked at the one that you're looking at now. You said, have you seen your dream home? Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, I don't see that you're seeing your dream home. And I see a home. The thing that I get two images. Uh-huh. Oh, that's crazy. I don't get a lot of images around homes. I see a fence, and this fence is what is that? It's not a picket fence. No, it's a strange little fence that goes around the back of this property. And there is also a couple of trees there. So they're not like, it's not like an orchard. There's some trees there, and they're not big trees, they're not small trees. They're like,
mm-hmm.
like
medium
little
size.
Like little tree, but it looks like a fruit tree.
Okay.
Just sitting off
sense.
To the back.
Yeah.
Little
yeah.
fruit tree that sits off. So I'm getting that image right there. Mm-hmm. The other image I'm getting is I'm getting a hill. So there's a house. It's not on the hill, but there's like a hill that you have to go around mm-hmm. or over. So it's off the beaten path. So it's not
mm-hmm.
like right there kind of in the center of suburbia. It's kind of a little off the beaten path with a scattering of
mm-hmm.
homes. So you're not in a space where people are on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be given a choice. So I see a bigger place that's kind of crowded, and I see a smaller place that's a little off the beaten path. The place that's off the beaten path, there's an artistry that you're going to open up to. So you're going to be asked to focus on the artistry. And I don't know if that makes sense. There's an artistry in you that's trying to wake up. And it's like you're going to be in this place, and it's going to revive or ignite, and you're going to be able to create. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, I know. I've been told I'm a healer, and I'm finally, I think, at a point in my life where I'm going to use my abilities to help and heal both. Yeah, so it makes sense. And this is my dream to just, it's my passion to help others. So a lot
That's
of things
what
are
I
coming
see.
Together. Yeah.
So I'm going to ask this question of my guides as I look at this. Somebody's trying to call me because they're on the website. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening, call the number. The number to call is 323-642-1207. Your phone calls are interrupting my broadcast. So I apologize. I'm not able to answer the
That's
phone.
Okay.
I'm on the air. So anyway, I'm asking, is there a time frame? I get right away 4 to 6 months.
Hmm.
4 to 6 months. I'm asking, is that when you're going to see or is that when you're going to receive? So I'm not getting a set of keys in my hand. What I'm seeing is I'm seeing you engage in a conversation. So you're going to see this space within the next 4 to 6 months. You're going to find and begin the conversations around manifesting the process of receiving. So you got a little bit more time. So that sounds like it takes you into the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
going into 2018. That's what it looks like. Does that sound like something
okay.
that you can work with?
I think so. I was hoping for an earlier time frame, but, you know, Spirit has
So Miranda, check
plan.
This out. Here's the thing
mm-hmm.
about manifesting through Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the time that I was given as I connected with them. There's clearly
right.
things that you need to do.
Right.
around making this happen. So your ability to heal and your ability to connect and your ability to create and your ability to do what I call spiritual magic is all predicated upon you. You could turn this
right.
into tomorrow if you sit
right.
down and really make this happen. But the reason why you've got this delay here, there's a couple of things
mm-hmm.
that need to happen. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not clear what all that stuff is because I see you've done all the work. I've seen you done all the
right.
internal work. You've done all the internal work. It looks like you've cleaned up some messes and you've let some things go. You've done a lot of stuff to prepare you for this step. But
right.
there feels like there's a couple of other things that you could do that you need to do around your spiritual stuff. If you sat down and did
mm-hmm.
that stuff and really
mm-hmm.
ignited that, you could pull this
mm-hmm.
into you faster.
Okay. And I've just been looking online, Angel. Will I need the assistance of a realtor, or could I just do it myself? And
that's a really good question. When you're ready, not
mm-hmm.
to look, but to process. When you're ready, don't do it yourself.
Right. Right.
But
of
look
course.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to take you. They're going to try to have you compromise. You don't want to compromise.
Of course.
That
not.
Makes sense.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So let your heart. Guide you, let your soul guide you to where you want to be. Then when you're ready and you see the one or two choices that are interesting, then engage
mm-hmm.
with somebody so that that person's there just to facilitate the stuff that you are just not able to facilitate.
Right, the sale of the home, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Does
okay.
that make sense? Does that help?
It does. Yeah, so I am going to work on this and,
yes.
and see where it leads me. Well, thank you.
Work on those chakras. You're welcome. The chakra,
yeah,
the,
really
root the root and the sacral chakra are your two chakras to work on, okay?
The root and the sacral? Okay.
The sacral. Those are the two chakras. Those are the chakras
right.
of safety and self-worth
right.
and abundance
okay.
and all that stuff. So work on those. And
okay.
really ground yourself every day and allow this stuff to come through. And not only will
mm-hmm.
you find yourself manifesting this faster, you will find that your abilities and your confidence will explode too.
Wonderful.
Ooh, wonderful. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. You have a good evening. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Awesome call. I'm getting a lot of energy from people coming up now that are just been pulled into this healer. A lot of healers being evolved right now. And I have to tell you, this whole process of healers and healing, we need it. So it's so important that the healers heed their call and jump onto the plane and fly to the destination that is that of becoming a healer. And it can be scary when you've lived your life in a practical job and you wake up one day and the universe is calling and you're being called in to be a healer. So I can appreciate that. So thank you, Miranda, for calling. I'm going to invite you one more time to go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com. A lot of callers. It's really hard to get to everyone in just a short amount of time. So I'm going to invite you, if you haven't done so already, please join my mailing list. Right there on the website, you'll have an opportunity to join my mailing list, get a copy of my 8 Keys to Life Transformation book. It's a really great book that will help you with some focus points to kind of help you get your life in balance. And please go onto the mailing list, or rather go onto the website and like my Facebook page. My friend is teasing me because I'm trying to get to 100 likes. I've got thousands of fans and I have nobody liking my Facebook page. So if you could do me a favor and like my Facebook page, I would be greatly appreciative. But I also do send out a lot of affirmations and some updates and answer questions there on my website, on my Facebook page as well. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Laura in New Jersey.
New Jersey, again, that's two for New Jersey today. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. Happy Wednesday to you. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'd like to know what you're picking up for me around being able to purchase a home. And I'm on a contract, and the contract ends supposedly, it's supposed to end the first week of October. So I want to get a house, but I need another job contract to start immediately after this one so that I have a continuity of income to get the house.
Correct.
Do you see that happen?
So
yes.
Which one do you want us to look on? Do you want us to look at the house? Do you want us to look at the job? Which one is the focus
the
point for you? The house? Okay, so let's look at the house real quick. There we've got the home and career day. It's awesome sauce. Okay. So I am not getting that there's any blocks standing in the way of you stepping into this home. I'm not getting that your job scenario is in any way affecting the potential of this home. I'm not seeing anything getting in the way. I'm not seeing any relationships getting in the way. I'm seeing that you're on the path to manifesting this and that it's coming to fruition. So you're being asked not to focus on the home because the home is coming. You're being asked to focus on just me. I'm sorry?
So they're asking me not to focus on the home.
They're asking you not to focus. Let me make sure I'm clear on that. So not to wonder, is it going to come? Is it going to come? Not to focus your energy on it. You want to focus on it. You want to, you want to do the things that you need to do to make sure it happens, but you don't want to focus your questions and your concerns and your fears on the home. They want you to focus on the job because the home is already there. The home is already in place. The home is already you've already manifested it. It's just coming to fruition at this point. And so what's happening is because the job coming in?
Yeah. No, I'm
because,
sorry. I was just, if it's already manifested, because there's like two areas that I'm thinking of.
Okay.
One's in Delaware and one's in New Jersey. Are you picking up which way to go?
Could you say that again? Could you name the two locations again for me, please?
One is in Dover, Delaware, and the other one would be Medford, New Jersey.
Oh, gosh. So I'm seeing water.
They're both water.
I'm seeing water. And I'm also seeing, I'm seeing water, and I'm seeing, God, what is that? I can't even think of what that is. That's not going to work. I need something else. So I'm seeing water specifically, and they're trying to show me something. I'm not sure what it is. I'm seeing blue. So there's lots of scenic kind of sky, almost openness to the space, and not so much city. What I'm seeing, because they're showing me like an air balloon moving through, like a hot air balloon. So that's like an indication to me that there's more openness to it versus being in a city location. So whichever location it is, they're not telling me one or the other. They're showing me a more open space, and they're showing me water, and they're showing me a commute. When you get this job, that you're going to have to commute from here into a city. Does that make sense to
you,
one of these locations for you?
Yeah, so a commute would, in Dover, it would be a lot longer, the commute.
Yeah, was the big call out. You're going to have, there's a longer commute. It's going to be worth it. It's not like a 7-hour commute. It's not like a helicopter.
Like an hour and a half. Wow.
Yeah. So I could
do that with right help.
So it's not like a lifestyle. You have to move and stay in this one city during the week. And it's not like that, but it's definitely a longer commute, but it's worth it because of where you are. And it's much more space and animals in this space as well.
Yeah. So when I've gone to look at this house, so there's one house in Medford, and every time I go, I see a lot of deer.
Animals,
there's a lot of woods around. Then there's a lot of woods around it. And the other home in Dover, there's water there too, but it's much more open. So there's not a lot of trees around it. But there's trees, but it's not as much as the one in Medford. But in Medford is the one where I saw the deer. But I haven't actually driven down to the home in Dover yet.
So
I've just seen that online.
What you want to do, as first things first, you want to go see, okay? As you're at the place, you want to check in and, do your internal balance to connect to both of them. Because the key elements are the water, because the water is important to you for what you need to support you. There are animals present. They're not all big. Some of them are small. And there's a lot more space. But the big important part is being away from the city. You. That's really important to get away from the noise and the hectic. You have to have a utopia that you can visit. You have to have a paradise. So that's the space that they're showing me. And so the answer to your question is yes, the home will manifest. It's going to take a little bit of patience to get the perfect one because this is your paradise. And everything will come to fruition. Go look at it and sit in contemplation and put your energy of intent. And then focus from that point on your work situation so that you can make sure that things are maintaining so you can do the things, this thing that you need to do. Because if you keep focusing on, is it going to happen, you can actually push it away. You don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to do that. Okay, thank you so much, Amy.
Awesome. God bless you. And I look forward to hearing about you and your new home sometime soon. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Super, super awesome. People ask me all the time, as a medium, how do you connect with people and what do you see? And it's interesting how the energies can come through, especially over the radio. In person, it's a lot easier because in person, the guides are there, the ancestors, the loved ones are there, and you get all the imagery, you get all the whispering, and you get all the messages. But over the radio, it can be sometimes difficult. But the biggest part of the messages for me are the images, getting the images and sharing them with people and hoping that they make sense. because they don't always make sense to me, but as long as they make sense to you, everything is all good. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I also have a moving question.
Wow, today the theme. Is the Home and Garden Show.
Yes, indeed.
Woo-hoo. It's funny how we'll have a theme. Every show will have a theme, and it's been a while since I've done the Home and Garden Show. But who am I speaking to?
My name is Allison, and I am looking not for to buy a home. I am looking for just a rental only for myself. Get out of a bad domestic situation, and this has been going on. The search has been going on for 4.5 months, and I'm not even being picky. So, what do you feel around this?
Okay, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Hi, Arizona. It's hot in Arizona. Oh my God.
It's not too bad. I'm not in Phoenix. I'm not in the valley.
Oh, okay.
So
you're not in the valley.
It's hell down there. I don't live down there.
Oh, my God. It's horrible. Okay.
No, it's horrible. Anyway.
I do see, yes, you're absolutely right. Your confidence, your health, your positive attitude, everything is just being eaten alive in the scenario that you're in now. So you definitely need to move.
Yes.
You need to move. It's like you're living with a like you need an exorcism. It's so bad. So
it is starting to feel that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first thing I'm gonna look at is you hear me shuffling. I like to play with the cards when I'm on the radio because it just makes the connection faster sometimes. It's just looking at where you are in your situation, and this is what they're showing me. It feels almost like a marriage breaking up. It feels that just uncomfortable. And the first thing that you have to do is you have to pause and think about what you want. You did say something that was really important, whereas like I'm desperate. I gotta, I'm not picky. You have to be picky. So right now you're
I don't mean I'm not picky, like I'm going to take any. I chose not to take the, rat hole that I saw.
Good.
I have some standards. I have very specific needs, and I also have a budget.
Okay.
I'm 60 years old. I'm not going to go live in an apartment building where there's a bunch of 20-year-olds partying all night long.
You don't want to move into a dormitory, right?
Into the frat. No, I do not.
Yeah, I can read a frat house.
Been there, done that,
We could do we can do a sitcom. There we go.
What
I'm going to look at is I'm going to look at where you need to be. And I'm going to see if they have any have anything to show me around what there is. And I'm seeing two trees, and they're sitting next to each other, like twin pines, two trees sitting next to each other. And I'm getting this in the name. This is not a visual. This is a name that has something to do with two trees. So I said twin pines. It could be twin pines, twin falls. It could be a forest, twin forest. There's two trees in the name of this place that you're being asked to engage with, and and be creative. That could be double tree, it could be all kinds of interesting things, but I'm seeing two trees as an image of the name. I'm also seeing a like a gravel road that's not a full street, not a dirt road. It's like a gravel road. So it's kind of you're turning off of the main road onto a gravel road into an area that is not as it's not like a big, large metropolitan apartment. So it's kind of like a small apartment off to the side somewhere where they have like little cottages and apartments. That's where I'm being shown where you're at. A small room. It looks like it's not quite a studio, but it's a small room, and it's exactly what you need. So there's something out there. Do some searching on there's some websites out there, whether it's apartments.com or whatever, and this is what you're looking for. So somewhere in your community, is there some place called Twin something something? Because that's what I keep hearing, the double trees, the two trees.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm thinking.
It may not be
a
city.
It may not be a city.
It may be the name of an apartment complex. But that's what I'm seeing.
Well, yeah, part of my move here, what I'm trying to create for myself is a sanctuary where I'm not surrounded by people. And so in this particular case, I'm just kind of wondering if, especially people above me and or just actually people above me or next to me, I really need my space,
this
what
was,
I really, really need.
What I,
and so I'm
what
wondering
I
if
saw,
it was a complex. You said it was a complex, though.
It was
seeing,
a small,
right?
What I saw, what I saw was like little, these like a little cottages and small apartments, kind of like a, it's not a large high rise. It's almost like a one story small group of townhouses or apartments. So it's not a lot. And it's often, it's a little off the beaten path. And I keep hearing the twins. It feels like there are artists more involved in this, like art, like an artist community, I want to say, but not like, you know, not like a rock and roll band, but more like, you know, people who are kind of more, more zen than they are kind of loud. So this is outside the norm of like the regular suburban experience. Is kind of off the beaten path, kind of on the outskirts maybe of the city, trying to see if they can give me anything more. And I'm also seeing, I don't see water, so I'm not getting water. I'm definitely getting, there's dirt. So there's dirt around. There's not, and I'm not seeing like gobbles of trees either, but specifically the thing that stands out for me is this road. It's not like a road, it's a driveway, and it's gravelly. It's not it's not like a, like a, what is what I'm trying to say? What's that black stuff on the road?
Asphalt?
Stuff on the, yes, thank you, that.
Asphalt?
I'm not seeing
Are
it as asphalt.
Asphalt. Is that the black stuff
you
mean?
The black stuff on the road. That
asphalt,
stuff.
Yeah.
Asphalt, yes.
That's what
I'm not,
yeah.
I can't even speak because it's all coming at me so fast. So it's more gravelly. It's almost like somebody did the driveway themselves. And God, it almost looks like a ranch house. It almost looks like a ranch house. That's the only way I can describe it. Almost looks like a ranch house where you've got, you know, some people living. They are much, much more quiet and much more what you're looking for. But it's a small location if this is what works for you. So it's either like a one-bedroom or a studio, or not, maybe a little bigger than a studio, which will give you an opportunity to kind of get your wits about you after all of this. And peace you will receive. You can manifest. I'm hearing three. I get 2-3, and not 23, 2-3. And they're saying 2-3 can be 2-3 weeks, 2-3 months. It's your choice how hard you manifest this. But by the time you get to the end of summer, you're definitely going to be in a – this period is going to be over, and you're going to be in a different space.
And you see this more of as within the within like a small complex rather than a mobile home, which is actually – If I could create anything for myself right now, it would absolutely be a mobile home, because
you could
it's,
do it.
It's own four walls. It's separated. No one's on top of you. Nobody's sharing a wall next to you. I have lived in a mobile home before, and that actually was a very positive design for me.
It could be a mobile home.
That's what I.
It could be a mobile home because. It looks like with this location being, this is like a ranch, like a piece of property where you could, where there's a, there could be mobile homes. That could be what I'm looking at, because it's just little, it's still, I'm looking at it like cottages, but you could, that could be a mobile home as well. That could be a mobile home as well. And it's small and it's compact. So just a mobile home would be like that.
Right.
It would be compact and it has everything that you need.
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
But I keep hearing, be aware. So the thing about imagery from spirit like this is you got to be aware. So as you start your day, be aware of the two trees. What are these two trees? Are you gonna? Is it going to be in a billboard? Is it a name? Is it you're going to drive by and see one tree on one side of the street, one tree on the other side of the street?
Mm-hmm.
You're being asked to be conscious of two trees together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And those two trees together are going to speak to you as to what this piece of property is.
Okay. I'll
okay.
keep my eye out. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you so much. We'll see
you.
I'll call back.
Call me. Let me know. Yes.
You
take care and God bless
you. Let
me
know about the tree place.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
With the black stuff
evening.
On the ground.
Okay. Oh,
bye-bye.
Asphalt. It's called asphalt.
Yes, so the asphalt.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh my goodness, that's so funny. And that happens to me a lot, guys, where I get so inundated with all of the information. I can't even think of the words that I engage with every day. You know, I had a reading with someone once where I was talking to them and giving them their message, and it was about joy and celebration, and there was a bowl of ice cream that they would be given, and I couldn't get the word ice cream out. I'm like, the stuff in the bowl, the stuff's the made out of the kind of milk. So it really is kind of funny how my mind will get caught up in the information. I'll lose track. So it's another commercial break here. Please feel free, if you have not done so already, visit my website, bellydancingmedium.com. You'll see there all the services that I'm offering, be that your desire to join my mailing list, that you get a copy of my 8 Keys of Life Transformation. Then please like my Facebook page. You'll see my happy face right there, and right underneath it, you'll get the link to my Facebook page. You can go on there, like my Facebook page, and you'll be able to receive all the announcements and all the affirmations and things that I send out throughout the week. And if you're really interested in digging deep a little bit into what I can do for you, take advantage of this Soul System Diagnostic Check-In. It is a 20-minute reading. It's $45. I do a 3-card angel card spread along with doing a reading around your chakras, identifying your blockers, sitting down and helping you understand what may be stopping you, what you need to focus on, giving your message from the guides, and most important, giving your tools that you may need to move your life forward today. Thank you for holding. Who am I chatting with right now? Hello?
Hi, Angel.
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, it's Kathy. It's Kathy from Atlanta.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm always waiting for the unmute, and I don't never hear it. Sorry. How
That's
are you
okay.
today? And I didn't realize you were Leo.
I am like a major Leo. I think I'm a Leo.
No, because I am too, but I'm at the bottom, and you're at the beginning, and I'm at the end. So that's, yeah, and I have a Scorpio rising, so I am, yeah. Anyway. Let's focus on job.
Well, how's everything else going right now?
No movement. No movement.
No news is good news, as they say. So just hang tight. Just hang tight.
I'm just getting antsy. Yes.
Let's focus on job. Let's give you something else to focus on. So what do we want to know about job?
The job situation, the one that the senior county manager / controller, last week, they were supposed to be starting this week for interviewing, and supposedly I was going to get an interview, but then it's stagnant again, and I can't get any information, so I have no clue what's going on, and it's about to drive me bonkers.
Well, you're in a space of anxious anticipation, so everything that doesn't happen, like right now, is just driving you crazy because of the space that you're in. So, you know, just acknowledge that. Just acknowledge that. You know, I'm sitting here, and, you know, the energy that comes to me as I'm engaging with you is like the reward is coming now. You're in a space of reward. Everything that you're asking for and that you've asked for is coming. And you're basically standing on the stage about to receive your award, and you see it coming, and you're in that anticipation of, oh my God, could you just give it to me? I'm waiting. Just hand it to me already, okay? So try not to let the anticipation basically drive you nuts, because that's really where you are. I'm going crazy. I don't want you to go crazy. Wusa, breathe, let it come, okay?
Okay. This week has been bad for some reason or another. I contemplated calling you, and I purposely didn't call in until almost right before your show started. And I was like, if she gets to me, that's fine. If she doesn't, that meant it wasn't supposed to talk. That's how I did it.
Okay, that's okay. It's okay to feel the frustration. It's okay to feel the anxiety. It is okay for all that stuff to come to you. because you're at this this stage where you're like, you can see it, you can taste it, you can feel it, and you, it doesn't feel like it's coming, but it is. And the delays are, have nothing to do with you on this job. The delays are that guy's got to talk to this guy, and this guy's on, you know, time off, and that guy hasn't responded to his email. And then there's the other guy who forgot that he was supposed to do something, and then somebody over here didn't click the button on the website, so they don't know that they're supposed to do this. So this is about their processes, right? And the,
okay,
the role is relatively important. So because it's relatively important, they got to make all the right decisions. So it feels delayed, but it's just their process. Okay?
You,
so
you see how much longer it's going to be or anything?
How much longer? There's that time question.
Always
so
difficult. I know. And I like to ask it in a way I don't like to ask it, because it just then takes me to another level of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes,
anxiety.
When, yes.
So let's go ahead and go with the number they're giving me, which is 10 days. And I want you to take that and use that as a security blanket to allow yourself to focus on life. But understand that time can be shadowy, because, as I said before, it all depends on everything that you've got going on and what choices that you make. But I'm hearing that 10 days is the breakthrough for everything for you. That things are going to open up. You're going to start, things are going to start flowing to you, and answers and opportunity and resolution around a lot of stuff. That this 10-day period is the period of opening for you. So today is the 2nd, so you're looking about the, between the 10th and the 15th is when things are going to really start opening up for you. So that's what I was told to tell you. So write that down and do the exercises that you're – write that down and use that as a signal of hope. That is your hope, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Yes, that's fine. And I responded to your email, but should I send it to your email address on a response, or the
yeah,
way it comes through?
Send me emails at my email, because I'm having problems getting responses. So when people send me stuff on my website and I give them what they need and then they respond on the website, I get a delay on that. So if you want to email me, email me directly, angelysacker@gmail.com.
I second-guessed myself, because I was like, maybe I should just forward and then put Angel on there too, and I did. I'll do that right now just
okay,
for FYI,
cool.
Because you'll laugh at something at the end. Thank you. Help someone else. I'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
You're
so take care.
You. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So wonderful. Hearing people make a breakthrough, it's my favorite thing to do. So many of you are struggling. So many of you are having a hard time right now. And it is not just you. It is who we are and where we are as a society and what we've got going through in our own soul journey transformation as a nation. We are in a space of confusion and disruption and pain and loss. There's so much happening right now. And all of you who are out there struggling and suffering, you are not alone. Don't be afraid and don't give up. I beseech you, don't give up. Know that there are answers and there are systems that are here to support you. And know that everything that you're going through is just a step in the journey. And what I would love to help you with is to help you understand what you can do to clear that step that you may feel is getting in the way of you achieving your goal. I got another caller here. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Nobody there? Okay.
Hello?
This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Shakira. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Shakira. What kind of, where are you calling from?
Alabama.
Alabama, a couple of south from the south. Hello, southern gals. How you guys doing? What are you? What can I help you with? You only have a few minutes left. I want to make sure I get you something useful to chew on.
I just want to know: am I taking the right steps to manifesting the relationship that would be right for me anytime soon?
Relationship question. So let's look at that. Am I taking the right steps to manifesting the relationship that I want? And I get a big yes, because you cleared a lot of stuff. You kind of moved forward, and you're moving forward in a space of I'm looking for someone to love and someone that wants to be around me in a whole purpose way. And Mother Teresa comes in, and Mother Teresa is not coming in for you as a, oh my God, you're going to be a martyr. Mother Teresa is coming in. You got to adore and protect and support yourself and what it is that you need. What you want is somebody that's going to partner with that. So the choice that you're making right now is you're choosing to take a stand for that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the answer to the question is yes, you are taking the right steps. Yes, yes, yes. And I see a connection. So I always use cards to kind of help with the connection and, an angel deck. And I got the marriage card when I was asking, what is the step that she's taking? And so the eye on the prize is a marriage, whether it is full marriage with the rings or a marriage in far as you guys moving in. That's what you're looking for here. And the answer is yes. Does that make sense?
Yes, it did. Does it show like any frame, like time frame?
Time's difficult. But I'm happy to pull out an invitation for spirit to give me a time frame. Just understand that the caveats around that. And months is what I'm told. 2018, January through March is the big pivotal step for you guys.
2018,
January through March next year, is where I see the big step for you guys.
Okay, well, I haven't met the person yet.
Oh, I know that you haven't met them yet, but there'll be a big step. But there's a big step coming. That doesn't mean you're going to get married in January.
Mm-hmm.
A big step. So hands,
right.
I see hands holding. Oh my God, you guys might actually move in together that quick. This is going to be a fast romance.
Wow.
It's going to be a fast one.
Wow.
It's going to be a little head turning, a little dizzying, because you guys are both in the same space. I'm ready. I've gone through all the stuff. I've lived my life. I've lived the lessons. I'm ready. You guys are going to hit each other hard. It's going to be fast. So be prepared for that. Because you're going to have an emotional reaction to it.
This is divinely, like, put together relationship?
Yes.
They would know, like, what...
Well, you've made it clear what you want.
Right.
You've made it clear what you want. Their job now is to manifest that for you.
Yes,
so keep doing what you're doing. You've done everything.
Mm-hmm.
You've done everything that you're supposed to do in the spirit of making yourself clear on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time for the manifestation to occur. So be prepared for it. Like I said, it's going to be a little dizzying. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Are you asked for it? Are you ready?
All right. Is he older or you don't see that?
A little older. Not like 15, 20 years older, but he's a little older. And it's a double whammy older because triple whammy. He's older, a little older than you, a little more educated, so he's older in intellect than you, and then he's older in spirit than you. Been around for a long time. Yeah. So that's going
to
give him...
to teach me a lot of things.
It's like, yes, he will, but you'll be able to teach him a lot too.
That's beautiful.
That's exactly what you asked for, though.
That's
exactly what you asked for. You're welcome. God bless you and have a wonderful
evening.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. All right, everyone, I am coming to a conclusion. I apologize to those who I was not able to catch. It's difficult to catch me. I get a lot of callers. I invite you once again, please go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com. Join my mailing list. My newsletter is going to be going out this weekend, so you'll get some really interesting tidbits and some things coming up. Please like my Facebook page. Please like the Blog Talk Radio show here, and please remember that not only are you not alone, you are surrounded by love and light. God bless you, and may your day and your life be be surrounded by prosperous joy. Good night.